Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. West Delaware High School senior Luke Curley has signed on the dotted line as of yesterday to play baseball at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. The signing ceremony took place in the commons of WDHS. Curley was surrounded by family, friends, teammates, coaches, and Mount Mercy recruiting coordinator J.J. Schwinnen. Curley shared with me his thoughts on what his signing day meant to him.
Really exciting. I've been playing baseball since I can remember. And I've been putting in all the extra work and playing for all these other teams and just trying to get the reps in, and it's gratifying just to be able to be seen, and finally the work pays off, so it's really great.
Coach Schwinnen told me what Mount Mercy saw in Curley.
Luke has every quality that we look for in an athlete. You know, he's very talented on the field with his size, ability to move around. For being a big guy, he can still move around the base pretty well. And then his grades, you know, he excels in the classroom, really puts him at advantage, and I think he was a pretty sought-after product out of West Delaware, and we're really happy to have him in Cedar Rapids.
Curley talked about what drew him to Mount Mercy University.
Close to home, so that's a pretty big one off the start. They're giving me the opportunity to really do whatever I want. I could go there and play first base and see how that goes, or I can even see how I'm doing on the mound, and they're going to give me that opportunity to go both ways there.
In 37 games last season offensively, Curley had 23 hits, scored 18 times, walked 20 times, drove in 31, and had 7 home runs. Pitching-wise, he was 3-1. He struck out 31 with a 2.78 ERA. Coach Schwinnen explained more on why Curley is the right fit for Mount Mercy.
Luke obviously can see from his stature, big fella. You know, I think the neat opportunity, he played at our field a couple times with the Herkelman tournament, and then playing walk on there, so he had a neat opportunity where not a lot of kids get to play on our all-turf facility. Seeing him play there, seeing him pitch a little bit, play first base, I think he's going to transition very well into Mount Mercy University and what our competition level is.
West Delaware first-year head coach and longtime assistant Kevin Werner shared his thoughts with me on what makes Curley so good besides being talented.
He brings a good attitude. He brings a little toughness, a little bit of an edge, and he likes to compete, which is obviously a great attribute when he's on the mound pitching. He's been a great example all winter in our indoor open gyms and our hitting sessions we're doing right now. Incorporates all his knowledge and all his extra work with eighth graders that are coming in now that are pretty green, and he's a great leader. Luke's been obviously with the West Delaware baseball program for 5 years now, been a varsity player for 4 of them. You look at his track record with other sports, he's an all-district player in football, he's an all-conference player in basketball. Tremendous athlete. It's a great opportunity for him to play locally at the next level. We'll be able to continually follow him, and his family will be able to follow him. Couldn't be more happier for him.
The head coach of Mount Mercy University is Jack Dom. It's his 8th season after coaching at Creighton and the University of Iowa. The Mustangs currently are 24-15 overall, 13-9 in conference play. Luke is the son of Sean and Robin Curley of Ryan, and the grandson of Bruce and Mary Mangold. Curley and the West Delaware baseball team will open up their season Monday, May 16th in Maquoketa. Decent weather yesterday saw some high school sporting events actually take place outside as the Edco boys and girls traveled to Hartridge Golf Course to take on Maquoketa Valley, the Wildcats' home course, as Edco came away with the win. Maquoketa Valley not able to field a full team. Jake Gellerson with a 56, Braden Hogan with a 58. For the Vikings, Jack Wiskus was the medalist with a 38. Aaron Closure with a 46, a 50 for Peyton Gall, 51 for Cooper Ingalls, and Jake Schilling with a 60. The senior Wiskus with his career low of that 38, 3 over par. He talked to me afterwards about his mindset and thought process throughout the round.
Swing felt good all day. Short game was really good, which you really have to have here at Hartridge. Just making putts, lagging the ones up there that you can't make, and going for the 2 putts. It's a pretty open course, not too long, really gettable at every hole. Golf is a really mental sport, so just being mentally tough and next swing mentality, basically. If you hit a bad shot, just make the next one better and try to make par.
On the girls' side, Edco won 219 to 258. For the Vikings, the medalist was Brianna Van Grohl with a 53, a 54 for Kinsey Barnhart, Haley Roush with a 55, Campbell Kirby with a 57, and a 60 for Kayla Tyne. For the Wildcats, Kayla Clemen led the way with a 58, a 60 for Kaya Knipper, 66 for Miana Gosh, 74s for Alyssa Bush and Isabella Minson. To track and field now, several coverage area teams compete in a couple of meets. at the Tifton Tiger Co-Ed Relays on the girls' side. Number one was center pointer Banna with 109. Northeast was second. Tifton was third. Maquoketa fourth. Northland came in fifth with 73 points. Maquoketa Valley was sixth with 64. Cascade was seventh, 59 points for the Cougars. Ninth place out of 12 teams, West Delaware with 39 points. Olwine hosting a boys 12-team invitational. The top team was Waukon with 126 points. Independence came in second with 120. Third was Union with 101. Olwine was fourth. Central Cater came in eighth with 18 points. Starmont 11th with 8. And West Delaware with 4 points came in 12th. In Iowa baseball, Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes pick up a non-conference win over Bradley in comeback fashion as redshirt sophomore Peyton Williams hit for the cycle, the Hawks winning 15-8. In Major League Baseball, one interleague game, the Cubs fell to Tampa Bay at Wrigley 6-5. In the American League, the White Sox and Cleveland were postponed. Boston beat Toronto as the Yankees over Detroit. Minnesota lost to Kansas City. Angels beat Houston. It was Seattle topping Texas, and Oakland nips Baltimore. In the National League, Washington over Arizona twice. The Mets also beat San Francisco two times in doubleheader fashion. It was the Cardinals topping Miami 5-1. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh. Colorado beats Philadelphia. Cincinnati falls to San Diego, and the Dodgers lose to the Atlanta Braves. Night number 5 of the NBA playoffs. Miami over Atlanta 115-105. Memphis beats Minnesota 124-96, and New Orleans evens up the series against Phoenix as they top the Suns 125-114. In the NHL, these winners, the Rangers, Toronto, Minnesota, Detroit, Florida, and Boston in overtime, Ottawa, Nashville in a shootout, and Los Angeles. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.